Welcome to our fifth and final devotion. This one is going to take the form of a testimony concerning our younger son. And I want to mention that we have his permission to share this with you. We all want the best for our children, and we did our very best for them. We provided them with a loving home. We educated them. Francie was a wonderful provider. And the most important thing of all is we gave them parents who love each other.
And they both graduated, and the youngest one went into advertising, where he really did exceptionally well. He joined one of the leading agencies, and because he was passionate, he did exceptionally well. He was recognized in that particular field. And then he finally ended up in Cape Town. When he left home for the first time, went to Cape Town, and then out of the blue, from nowhere, he just phones and says, "Look, I've got good news for you guys. I've stopped working and I've quit my job and I'm going to study Zen Buddhism." And I said, "Zen who? Zen Buddhism?" I said, "My precious son, how can you, what are you talking about?" He said, "The universe will look after me, I promise." Well, the universe didn't look after him, did it?
No. He said to me, "Mom, don't worry. Jesus said, if you seek me, you'll find me." But actually, he wasn't really seeking Jesus. His face was empty, looking into those empty eyes. Do you remember?
Dreadful.
And you said to him...
Yeah, we went to meet with him, and what we saw was just, as Jay said, it was just so sad to see this once strong guy just emptied out of a soul, spirit, or anything in him. And he said, we said, "What can we do for you?" And he said, looked us in the eyes of both of us, and he says, "Just love me unconditionally, please. Just love me unconditionally." Was going to be a very difficult thing to do without God.
It was one of the most difficult things we've ever done. But it makes me think of the prodigal son, because you know the prodigal son went off and spent his inheritance on wine, women and song, ended up in the pigsties feeding the pigs, and eventually decided to come home. I don't think he was expecting the love that he received, but it says that his father saw him coming, dressed like a beggar, and great compassion welled up in his heart for his son who was returning home. So the father raced out to meet him, swept him up in his arms, hugged him dearly and kissed him over and over with tender love. And he said to his son, "Son, you're home now." And we are just so pleased to be able to tell you that our son is home. He's a blessing. He's strong and beautiful and we love him to bits. And what I want to say is come home. Come home to God. He's waiting for us to come to him. He's waiting with open arms to say to you, you are highly favored and deeply loved.
God bless you.